You're listening to the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for the action takers, the doers, and the entrepreneurs who are making it happen. Hello, and welcome back to the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a common statement I hear within the business world all the time that, to put it nicely, just roils me so much. And you have probably heard it before. You might have even been told it before. You might have even said it before. And it is one of those things that is pretty toxic. The mentality behind it is pretty toxic. And that is when people say that because you're not doing something yet, because you haven't taken action yet, that you quote unquote must not want it bad enough. Oh boy. This one roils me so much. Because here's the thing. Just because you haven't taken action on something yet does not mean that you don't want it, does not mean that you are not passionate and motivated and driven and desiring it. It simply means that there is something holding you back in this moment. And we have to figure out what is holding you back. What are you giving priority to right now and not giving priority to this thing that you want? So if that thing is a new launch, if that thing is a new business, if that thing is a new book, a new product, a new what have you, you clearly have the motivation and the desire behind it. You want it. And it might light you up. It might motivate you. It might inspire you. And you want it so badly. But something is holding you back. Something is stopping you from moving forward. And we have to figure out what that is. To give you an example, because I love giving an example around here, I myself have been a social media manager for 15 years now. I've been in marketing for 15 years. I started as a copywriter. If you listen to my previous story, then you probably know that I've been doing the social media management side of things and the actual professional side of things for about 12 years now. But I have been in the marketing world, in the thick of it for 15 years. Really, it goes back even further than that. And for me, social media management and that side of things has always been the stable side. I have no problems finding clients, locking in clients, bringing in clients, and knocking their stuff out of the park so that they are successful. But when it came to stepping into the role of becoming a coach, when it came to stepping into the role to be a teacher, to be a mentor, I struggled. I struggled so hard. And I still struggle with this a little bit to this day. For me, the thought of stepping away from that stability, that thought of stepping away from the income I had been bringing in from the social media management side of things for so long now, that has consistently been super stable for me, and moving into this position that was unstable, that this position that was going to require me to invest a lot of my time, a lot of my money, a lot of my resources, was terrifying. I was utterly, utterly terrified. And I received advice on more than one occasion that because I was letting that fear dictate me, that I didn't want it enough. And that was so far from the truth. And in fact, it wasn't that I didn't want it. It was that I had already gone through experiences that made me hesitate. During the very beginning of the pandemic, my business suffered a loss of about 60% of our revenue. And it was because so many of the companies that we were supporting, unfortunately, got hit as well and had to scale back. Now, I was very fortunate that not a single one of my clients wanted to lose me. And so all of them ended up on these COVID packages that were a radically reduced package from what they had previously had, just so that they were doing the very bare minimum to keep afloat. And fortunately, all of those businesses did survive except for one, but ultimately that one was okay with it because she had decided she wanted to shift into a different direction in her business anyways. So it was the motivation that she needed to do that. So I have already gone through this process of losing 60% of my revenue, and it is terrifying when you lose so much money. So then the thought and the idea of stepping into a completely different role that ultimately was going to be another loss to my income as much as 50 to 60% in order to make that space, make that time, make that room to step into that coach, to step into that mentor role was scary. So you might be struggling with this on your end as well. And you might be wondering, do you have the motivation? Do you have the drive? Do you really want it bad enough? And my answer to you is, if you can say yes, that it lights you up, that you're passionate about it, that you want to do it, that you want to go in, but there's hesitation for some reason or another, that hesitation does not mean that you don't want it. That hesitation means that you are prioritizing something else, and we need to decide if that priority is worth continuing with or if we need to shift our priorities. And if you really do want to step into that new role, offer that new product, offer that new experience, or what have you, then you have to decide if you're going to make that a priority over something else, if it needs to be made a priority over something else. You might have the time and the energy to do it, and it might be money that's holding you back. It might be time, as I mentioned. It might be resources. It might be space. There might be a plethora of reasons that are holding you back. But the one thing I want you to tune in on, the one thing I want you to really think about when you are deciding, do I want this bad enough and do I need to make it a priority, is tap in and wonder and think if there's anything that is not just holding you back, but if there are any stories that you're telling yourself. So I recently did a podcast with somebody else. It was a laser coaching session. Absolutely loved my time during that laser coaching session, but I didn't agree with the statement of I didn't want it bad enough. However, I did agree with the statement of I was telling myself a lot of stories that was stopping myself from wanting to move forward. And so for me, the hesitation and the priority, that wasn't the issue. The want, that wasn't the issue. It was all of these stories I was telling myself because I was being restrictive for myself. I was focusing too much on money. I was focusing on the amount of money that my social media management brings me in versus the amount of money that I'm going to have to spend to step into a coaching role. And because I was putting so much energy and emphasis on the money, I was allowing the money to take priority over my wants and desires. And so I had to make a decision of, do I want the money to rule me, or do I want my passion and my drive and my motivation and my inspiration to come forward instead? And when I did that, when I decided that the money is yes, I will say that the money was important to me. It still is, because it is nice to be able to eat. I am not going to be one of those people who, you know, sugarcoats it and says that it shouldn't all be about money, because hey, food is delicious. But the stress that was involved with certain clients and the stress that was involved with the money that I was bringing in from those clients, I had to shift my thinking and start thinking about, okay, this is how much money I'm bringing in from this client. Is that client a priority? Yes. Okay, next. This is how much money I'm bringing in from this client. Is that client a priority? Yes. Okay, next. This is how, and so on, until I started finding clients that for me, I recognized were not a priority, that I wasn't being lit up when I was working with them, that I wasn't enjoying, I wasn't feeling inspired, I wasn't feeling motivated when I was working with those clients. And so I made the decision that those clients should not take priority over my passion. They should not take priority over my coaching. And so I finally made the shift. I let go of about three clients. And I started moving, well, four clients, actually, there was four. And I started moving in the direction of the time that I would have taken for those clients. I shifted that time and I made my coaching a priority. And I started working with clients from a coaching perspective, mentoring them. And it has been absolutely amazing to have these clients that I'm now able to mentor, that I'm now able to teach and guide. And for me, that has always been one of my favorite things to do. I am a teacher by trade. I love teaching. And so now I feel more in line with what I was looking for. I feel, I don't want to say balanced, because I know there's a lot of definitions that surround the word balance, but in this context, I'm going to use the word balance. I felt like there was a better balance between the social media management side and the coaching side. So much so that I even made it a priority going forward to stop accepting any and all clients I could possible from the social media side. I niched way down, I became booked out, and now I am waitlist only. So now going forward, if somebody is interested in working with me, they're given the option to join the waitlist for my social media management services or work with me in the mentorship package. And it feels flipping amazing, man. It just feels so much better and so much aligned with what I'm looking for going forward. So if you're struggling, my advice for you, if you are struggling with the statement of you must not want it bad enough, to ask yourself not that question, but instead, what are you prioritizing over what you want? And should you be making those a priority, or should you be shifting your priorities so that you can better enable yourself to support this passion, to support this desire and this want? And to stop telling yourself the stories that are getting in your way and stopping you from moving forward. I hope this is helpful. I hope this brings you an inspiration and motivation and all of the greatness that you deserve. And until next time, have a beautiful and brilliant day, and see you on the flip side.